This program contains adult themes and content.
Don't say we didn't warn you. Welcome, wanderers of the unseen and seekers of the strange. You've just stepped into a space between worlds, where the veil is thin, the truth is layered, and the stories are powerful. This is Stories from a Trans Witch, a journey through magic, identity, resilience, and community. I'm your host, Autumn Rose, a trans witch, storyteller, and paranormal investigator. Together, we'll explore lived experiences, current events, spirituality, discrimination, and the ways that we lift each other up when times get hard. Each episode, I invite you into my circle to hear tales from the margins, part truth, part spell, but always raw and real. So light your candles, pour your tea, breathe deep. You're listening to Stories from a Trans Witch, and now it's time to put on the hat.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals. Whoa. I'm breaking in, shaping up, then checking out on the prison bus. This is it, the apocalypse. Whoa, I'm waking up.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Stories from a Trans Witch on KXRW 99.9, Vancouver, Washington. I'm your host, Autumn Rose, and wow, what a busy month, and it's hard to believe it's already April. Last week was a very busy week. I was in the field on Saturday for No Kings Protest, which we will be featuring in an upcoming show. We also covered Transtown PDX 2026 on Sunday, and that was at The Red on Salmon Street in Portland. That was a really fun event. It was put on by We're Together, queer relocation organization in Portland, and it was an amazing event that had a ton of vendors. There were resources and community outreach, also some local talent and music as well, and we're going to talk about that tonight in the show. I had the honor of being out there all day yesterday with Samantha Page from The Samantha Page Show, so that was really cool. I'm really excited to talk about that tonight. Also, thank you to Samantha Page as well for helping organize Can't Stop Our Joy, a transgender day of visibility event here in Vancouver at the Third Space on Main Street in downtown Vancouver. So Samantha helped put together Trans Day of Visibility, Can't Erase Our Joy, which was featured at Third Space on Main Street in Vancouver. It was a very exciting event. We had drag performers, and then Samantha, myself, a couple of other queer activists from the local area also had an opportunity to speak. And then we also did a open discussion on Disclosure, the 2020 documentary about the trans experience from the Hollywood point of view. Really interesting documentary, and you know, a lot of good audience participation and interaction. I hope that you had a chance to show up and hang out with us. If not, we will be working on other queer events here in the Vancouver area, so stay tuned for that. And we're gonna start off tonight's show. We're gonna kind of cover the last couple of days since Trans Day of Visibility was just yesterday. I want to talk a little more about that. We talked about it on last month's show, but I want to kind of recap everything. So why is Trans Day of Visibility so important? Well, first of all, let's go over a little bit a summary of it. So International Transgender Day of Visibility is held annually every year on March 31st, and it's about shifting the narrative from tragedy to celebration. While many observe the Transgender Day of Remembrance in November to honor lives lost, Trans Day of Visibility focuses on living, acknowledging the courage, contributions, and joy of transgender and non-binary people worldwide. So here's a few reasons on why this matters. So the fight for erasure with presence. For a long time, the trans existence was either hidden or portrayed through a lens of struggle and passing. Visibility is a tool against misinformation. When trans people are seen in everyday roles as doctors, parents, artists, and neighbors, it humanizes the community and breaks down the stereotypes to fuel prejudice. It's also about building life-saving community. Visibility is a lighthouse for those who feel isolated. For a young person questioning their identity in a restrictive environment, seeing a successful, happy trans adult can be life-saving. It proves that a future is possible. Trans Day of Visibility also provides a global platform for people to find family and realize they're not alone. It's also a catalyst for advocacy. You cannot protect what you do not see. By stepping into the light, the community highlights the specific legal and social hurdles that we face, such as healthcare barriers or housing discrimination. This visibility pushes allies to move beyond passive support and into active advocacy for equal rights and safety. Authenticity as strength is another highlight about this. And at its core, the day celebrates the radical act of living authentically. In a world that often demands conformity, the trans community's journey is a powerful reminder for everyone, cisgender or transgender, of the importance of being true to oneself. So let's summarize this. Trans Day of Visibility is not just about being seen, it's about claiming the right to exist safely, loudly, and joyfully in every corner of society. So why is this important again? Well, if we break it down, you know, in the United States alone, in the last 4 months, there have been over 750 different laws introduced into different state legislative sessions in order to silence the community, in order to take our rights. You look at Kansas was taking the right for people to have driver's license. The state of Tennessee is attempting to form a list of transgender and non-binary individuals, and Idaho in the process of making it illegal to use a bathroom of any sort in public if you identify as trans. So this is a problem. This is another step toward taking our rights. And I guess the biggest problem that our community faces right now is the SAVE Act. If the SAVE Act passes Congress, millions of trans individuals will lose their right to vote in this country. That is not right. That is not acceptable. Now is our time to stand up and fight back against this. So with that said, we're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And when we get back, we're going to check out Transtown PDX 26. Stay tuned to Stories from a Trans Witch on KXRW 99.9 Vancouver.
You better work.
Discover our city's hidden gem, hiding right below the sidewalk. Underbar is a speakeasy-themed cocktail lounge located downtown Vancouver. As an LGBTQ-friendly and gay-owned space, it is a go-to destination for weekly events such as comedy, trivia, bingo, and open mic nights. Local artists are featured every first Friday of the month, and every fourth Sunday is Underbar's Underground Drag Brunch Show, 2 to 4 p.m. More information and location can be found at underbarvancouver.com. That's underbarvancouver.com.
KXRW programming is made possible by partners like Buckley & Associates, attorneys at law, helping injured victims seek the justice they deserve for over 40 years. Licensed in Washington State, our diverse team speaks over 7 languages, making your rights more accessible and easier to understand. Learn more at buckleylaw.net. Buckley & Associates, we speak your language.
우리는 여러분의 언어를 구사합니다.
我们说你的语言.
Nosotros hablamos tu idioma.
중도의 nói ngôn ngữ của bạn.
Gather round, listeners. Tune in to the enchanting Samantha Page Show on KXRW 99.9 FM, your magic portal to art, entertainment, news, and heartfelt commentary on the LGBTQ+ community. The Samantha Page Show, Mondays at 10 p.m., only on KXRW.fm. From a Trans Witch touches on sensitive topics. The views expressed in the show are not professional and do not necessarily reflect the views of KXRW or its sponsors. Viewer discretion is advised. Take what you need, leave the rest, and be blessed. And welcome back to the show, everybody. This is Stories from a Trans Witch on KXRW 99.9 Vancouver, and we are talking about Trans Day of Visibility tonight. And I'm going to get started with some of the interviews that we got to do. So for those that are just tuning in, Samantha Page from The Samantha Page Show and myself were hanging out at Transtown PDX 2026. It was at this Red on 7th Street in Portland. It was an amazing opportunity to meet local queer and trans vendors, resources. They had amazing food, live performances. And we are now going to jump into some of the interviews and some of the people I talked to. Now, one of the people that really caught my attention there was this beautiful older woman, and you could tell that she was really shy, but she had such an amazing vibe to her. So I walked up, talked to her for a little bit, and I got her comfortable enough to go on the air and do an interview, so we're going to listen to that now. Hey everybody, this is Autumn Rose once again coming to you here live at Transtown 26 in Portland. We're continuing our coverage on the event and talking to vendors and other people participating and just hanging out. And I have the pleasure of speaking with
Sarah.
Nice to meet you, Sarah. And what are your pronouns?
She, her.
Mine are she, her as well. So tell me, how did you hear about Transtown?
I had signed up for the email with this organization when I first came out, September or so. I actually volunteered and did some work with them. And so I've been looking forward to this event for quite some time now.
Tell me, what's your takeaway so far today?
I'm having a great time. It is absolutely wonderful meeting all the wonderful people I have met so far. It's just, I absolutely love it. I feel a real sense of community.
That's so amazing. And it's such something our trans community needs so much at this point. I know we're facing a year of, let's just call it what it is, trans persecution. Had a show in February talking about this, how the international community has actually labeled warnings on the United States for trans people. I saw you and I couldn't help but like, hey, how are you doing? Because you're such a beautiful person. Tell us a little bit about your outfit you're wearing. It's on the radio. Gorgeous, by the way.
Well, first of all, it is, everything I'm wearing, I actually got from various thrift stores, mostly from Radical Abundance, if it's okay to name them. But basically, I have a leather skirt and a purple corset with a blazer.
Yeah,
sorry.
A cute blazer.
Yes.
An amazing corset.
Yes.
Now you're fine.
And then I just decided to start putting on jewelry, and I decided to put on all of my jewelry because it just started to feel so damn fun. And I knew we were coming to celebrate, and so I definitely wanted to feel like I'm celebrating.
And you are absolutely gorgeous, queen, so slay. Now, what's, I think, even more beautiful than that is me and you had a chance to talk off the record, and you have an amazing story. Would you like sharing part of your story with our audience today as far as what trans visibility is?
Yes, I'm a woman of some years, and so I started HRT only in last August. And at the time, when I started HRT, I will say that mentally, I was in not great place, and I knew I had to transition. But because I'm older, I knew it would be a challenge. But once I started HRT, I have to say that helped so much just mentally, knowing that I was beginning my journey, a journey that I had fought against so many times, so much of my life. I kept fighting this. I didn't really understand what it was exactly, but then as I started to learn about being transgender, I knew that's what I was, and I decided to transition, and I decided to transition socially, meaning like I live full-time as a woman now. And at the time, it was really difficult because I knew, you know, I'm not cis-passing. However, I had actually seen another older trans woman, and she was just walking around. I saw her in a department store, and there was just this elegance about her. And I was just like, oh my God, that is just so beautiful, because she is just being who she is. And that gave me the courage to do the same. And I put a lot of effort in terms of understanding clothing and makeup and even how to walk and hold oneself. But I don't feel like I'm pretending. I actually feel like I'm discovering who I actually am. And so I really enjoy that. And I hope that I can inspire other people who might have similar feelings, because I didn't really understand them. But now, as I'm becoming myself, I feel great about it. And I feel great meeting other trans people. And I feel like I actually belong now.
Well, you are absolutely adorable. You are beautiful. You are unique. Love the little flower in the hair. And most importantly, that is what Trans Day of Visibility is. It's just being out here and being our authentic selves and getting rid of that passing culture, all of those negatory beliefs that none of us. So I really appreciate your time. Thank you again. And in closing, what would you like to tell people about the Transtown event here?
Well, I really appreciate it. I really appreciate the work that everyone has put into making this possible and making this happen. I think this is an extremely valuable event for people today. As I'm walking around, I just feel like it's hard to describe, but for people who aren't trans, we're used to being in cis spaces and always sort of feeling self-conscious, at least I do. And at least for me, I don't feel like I really fit in those places. Here, I just fit. And everyone I meet is just wonderful. And there's no judgment. There's no nothing. Everyone is just beautiful.
Thank you so much again, Sarah. Wow, folks, Sarah's story is just such a beautiful story. And it is truly the essence of what it is to have trans visibility. And there you have it, folks. That was the interview with Sarah. Sarah was such a beautiful soul to meet. Had a really good time getting to know her and hearing a little bit of her backstory. And I feel that she was the definition of what it means to be trans and visible at the same time. And I was honored to have the moment to speak with her and have her on the show. We're going to move on to another fun interview that I did on the scenes. And here we go. Hey everybody, this is Autumn Rose from Stories from a Trans Witch on KXRW 99.9 Vancouver, and I'm reporting to you live here at The Red on Salmon Street in Portland at the 2026 Transtown. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, my name is Talia, she/her.
Nice to meet you. Mine are she/her as well. So is this your first time at Transtown?
Yes, it is my first time at Transtown. I've lived here in Portland for most of my life, but I actually spent most of my transition elsewhere. So this is my first time coming back here as myself and going to trans events.
Okay, just out of curiosity, where else? Where's that?
Yeah, that was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I went there to live with my lovely boyfriend that I met online, and now I brought him back with me.
That is so adorable, and lovely boyfriend is off doing their own thing, vibing. I get it, because I'm a small town Texas girl that had to come to Portland for political reasons.
Yeah.
So it was definitely a transition in itself.
Yes.
So tell me about the event. What have you liked about it so far?
Okay, well, first thing that jumps to mind is the music is amazing. What was her name? Just the Ripper?
Yeah.
Love, like, it's been banger after banger. And then, I mean, obviously just being surrounded by so many other, like, trans and queer people is always a blast. We've been handing out stickers to people. Everyone's been, like, super kind and like, really sweet about it. Very excited about it. Usually when we hand them stickers, they're like, oh my God, thank you, you know?
Yeah, it was so funny you bring that up because I was hanging out with a friend earlier and kind of vibing to the music. And they're part of the trans community, but they're a little older than us, you know? So she just kind of looks and I'm like, what? The music is banging and we're in a safe space. Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been like, you know, moving my hips a bit. What else was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Another thing is that I'm going into peer support work. So I wasn't really thinking about it when I came here, but suddenly I'm like, oh, there's like lots of resources here that I can like get in contact with so that I can, you know, gather, because gathering resources is like really important in this kind of line of work for folks that you're working with. So, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll definitely have to talk off the air on that because I'm actually already involved in a few programs like that. So I can get you some contacts there. But yes, that is absolutely something that's needed more than ever. I mean, the trans community is facing such a challenge this year. I mean, we have had 750 bills introduced against us in 4 months' time.
Yeah.
That is unheard of. It's never been seen before. And, you know, this is a real situation that the trans community is facing. I mean, an international committee has now put a genocide warning on our country. It is something we have to live with every day as the trans experience.
Yep.
What do you want to say to that? What are your feelings?
Well, it makes my heart very sad for me and my community, you know, my people that I love and cherish, or, you know, my chosen family, my friends, everyone. And, you know, it's my personal way of dealing with it is that I know that, you know, based on my history with, like, you know, depression and stuff like that, I know that if I focus too much on it, I'll just shut down and not do anything about it. So what I've been doing is, you know, keeping aware enough that I'm not gonna, you know, shut down and not do anything, and then focus on what I can do for my people, which is part of why I'm going to the work that I'm doing.
It's so amazing, and it's something our community needs. I'm actually working on a story right now about the homeless situation, and specifically the mental health side of that story.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Definitely seeing it out there on the streets, and thank you for the efforts you're making.
Yeah.
Any takeaways for today for our audience?
Any takeaways?
Yeah, on the event, on something you learned here, just the banging music.
I mean, well, I learned that there's a Muscle Mommy's gym nearby that I am very excited.
We're going to actually have them on the air. They're amazing.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, I think my takeaway is that, like, I mean, there's just so many, I hope this is okay to say. I'm a little bit. So I love being around so many cute queers that I can, you know, like, I'll be like, hey, I really like Muscle Mommy's, and they're like, they're like, yeah, you are welcome to come by and watch. And I'm like, yes.
And there you have it, folks. Yeah, the DJ and the music with this event was just great. And I really sat there and thought about it for a minute because, honestly, unless I'm in a really good vibe, I don't normally dance in public. And I caught myself just kind of having fun and dancing to the music while I was checking out the vendors and being unapologetic and being myself. And I was sitting there trying to process it all, and, you know, I realized, wow, this is partly because this is, we know we're in a safe space here. We know we're not going to be judged for who we are. I mean, I had one vendor that looked at me and just smiled and says, I love your energy, because I was being myself and dancing. And, you know, that's what Trans Day of Visibility is really about. We need to bring awareness to our community so that maybe one day we can get over the struggles that we're seeing here and we can be free to live our lives just like that, where I can openly dance in a venue that has music and not afraid that, you know, well, what do I look like? Am I being a good representative of my community? You know? And instead, just getting to enjoy life and enjoy who we are as a whole. So this next interview is a little fun as well. We're going to move on to that. And who do I have the honor of speaking with?
Hi, I'm Eliana Mendez. I'm the creative director at Human Centric Media.
Awesome. And pronouns?
Oh, she, her, please. Thank you.
Thank you. And you as well.
I am Marina Martinez-Bateman. I am the CEO of New Coyote Consulting, and my pronouns are they and them.
Thank you so much. So tell me, is this your first time at PDX Transtown?
It is. I didn't even know what was going on. I just came over.
Cool. And how about yourself?
First time. Enjoying myself.
Cool. So what is your takeaway so far?
Oh, you know, there's just a lot of nice trans joy in this room. I see a lot of people that love each other. People are getting tattoos. There's spontaneity. There's art. I don't know. It's a wonderful opportunity to celebrate our culture.
There you go. And how about you?
I love the decor. I love the vibe. I love the room itself. It's really nice.
Yeah, actually, this is my first time checking out, too. And I kind of was shocked when we walked in. I'm like, okay, we got a professional venue here. Yeah. So tell me, what was one of the funnest booths you've seen today?
Ooh, okay, honestly, I have to talk about the food. There was like a plantain meatball situation that was going on over there, and I got some on my shirt of the delicious sauce and managed to clean it off, but I had like three of those. Those were banging. There's other wonderful vendors, but I have to highlight those. I wish I knew the name of the chef. Insert here, but so delicious. Love that.
So we'll have to chase that story as well. What stood out to you as far as the vendors today?
I just showed up, and then I saw Ileana across the room, and I just walked straight up to her because
very
I love her.
Very
she's very distracting.
Thank you.
Honestly.
That is amazing. So I always like sharing a message of joy on my show, and
sure.
Right now we're facing some challenging times for our community.
Oh, yeah.
So what is one message of hope you could give the audience today?
Got you. If they hate you, they hate you because you're incredibly powerful and you beg questions in their own heart that they don't want to ask. And the fact that you're asking those questions of yourself and pursuing your own self-actualization is literally the most powerful thing you can do in a human life. So get it.
Yeah, queer and trans love can change the world, and that's why they're afraid of us.
Those two had so much energy, and it was so fun to hang out with them. We were kind of just hanging out in the back getting ready for the main event to start for that night, which was dinner and entertainment, and everybody was getting their food, and we were having a great time in the back of the crowd. So with that, we're going to take a quick break and hear another word from our sponsors. You're listening to Stories from a Trans Witch on KXRW 99.9 Vancouver, Washington.
Support for KXRW comes from Kindred Vancouver in downtown Vancouver, Washington. Kindred is a community-focused general store offering bulk refillery options and supplies for sustainable, do-it-yourself living. With a focus on reducing waste and supporting clean, mindful lifestyles, Kindred helps individuals incorporate low-impact choices into daily life. More information is at kindredvancouver.com.
A big thank you to our founding partners at Morel Inc. Print and Marketing for their ongoing support of community radio. Morel Inc. is a woman-owned, union-staffed, state-of-the-art print shop, and since 1993 has offered high-quality, creative, and innovative printing and marketing solutions. Morel Inc.'s experienced staff creates partnerships with their clients and uses the latest technologies to meet their needs. More information about which of Morel Inc.'s products, printing, and marketing strategies will best serve your next project and budget can be found at morelinc.com. That's morelinc.com.
Some radio shows shine a light, while others go straight into darkness. Join Hassling the Paranormal with Jason Hassler on KXRW 99.9 FM Vancouver, where the veil between worlds is never closed. Join him in the haunted corners of KXRW every second and fourth Thursday from 6 to 7 as he leads the way chasing shadows, calling out whispers, and hassling the spirits that most people would rather leave alone. Expect stories that chill the spine, haunted history that refuses to stay buried, and encounters that prove the unknown is closer than you think. Jason's not just hunting the paranormal, he's daring to answer back. So light your candle, draw your circle, and tune in, because the night is full of questions, and Jason is here to hassle the answer. Once again, that's Hassling the Paranormal with Jason Hassler, every second and fourth Thursday from 6 to 7 on KXRW 99.9 FM Vancouver, and streaming worldwide on X-Ray FM.
This program contains adult themes and content.
Don't say we didn't warn you. Yeah, everybody, and welcome back to Stories from a Trans Witch here on KXRW 99.9 Vancouver. That last promo for the Hassling the Paranormal show, I hope you've checked it out by now. Jason Hassler is such a good friend of mine. He has an amazing show. He has great guest with a lot of insight on just every angle of the paranormal world you can think of. Jason was the reason I got to actually go from being an amateur to a professional paranormal investigator and got to learn how to investigate using the TAPS methods. It was a really good experience in my life, and Jason has a lot to offer in himself and just the knowledge that he has. And I know that him and his team were actually out at Oregon Ghost Conference this weekend. So while me and Samantha are hanging out with the trans community, Jason's hanging out with the ghost out on the coast. And for those that haven't been to the Oregon Ghost Conference, it's amazing. It's put on by an individual named Rocky Smith. This was the 14th annual, I believe. So they've been doing it for a while. It's amazing. It has different paranormal groups, vendors, speakers. You can take classes in literally like any topic you could think of. And then, of course, at the end of the night, they offer the public an opportunity to do investigations in different locations in Seaside that are supposedly haunted. So that's really cool as well. So hopefully you got to at least check out Jason's show, if not make it to the Ghost Conference. I did not, but you know, we were working on other projects this weekend, so it's okay. And we're gonna get back to tonight's show and talk about trans visibility. And you know, we were hanging out at Portland's Transtown PDX 2026 at the Red on Salmon Street. For those that are just tuning in, it was an amazing opportunity to meet local queer artists, organizers, businesses, and specifically those in the trans community, and just kind of hear their story and hang out and have some fun. Now, I was so excited with this next interview because literally took a break, got something to eat. And, you know, when I had signed up for the event to go check it out, I actually offered a spot for their, or a prize for their raffle. And it was an opportunity to come with me and Samantha Page behind scenes on the radio and kind of check out what we do in our efforts to further queer activism on the radio and the platforms that we have. And I was hanging out in line waiting for food, and I met this other amazing individual who also donated to the cause that night. So we're going to listen to her interview next. Hi, everybody. This is Autumn Rose again, coming to you live here at Portland's PDX 2026 Transtown. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, I'm Lucia.
Nice to meet you. And what are your pronouns?
She, Aya, and they.
Thank you so much. And is this your first time at Transtown?
It is.
Tell me what you think of the event so far.
Oh, I'm having a great time. I'm excited to have some of this yummy food. I love mis tacones, and so when I knew that they were going to be here tonight, I was like, definitely going to be here.
That definitely caught my eye. I'm a Texas girl, so oh, yeah. That's my heart. So we were having an awesome conversation off the record. Tell me what your part of being involved in our culture and our community and our movement is.
Well, like most of us, I have many beloveds that are trans and looking for any opportunity to stand in solidarity with them. And so I was really happy to have the opportunity to offer up my tiny home for part of the raffle.
That's amazing. And yeah, KXRW is involved in that raffle too. We're doing a behind the scenes and getting involved in trans advocacy and media. So what is some of your background with, can you tell me a little bit about the housing and transitional housing background that you have?
Well, just as a neighbor and a community advocate and organizer, I care a lot about the housing and houseless issue, and I've had the opportunity to, you know, organize and sit together in solidarity with both my housed and houseless neighbors together to try to figure out what are some ways that we can be advocating for the kinds of supports that people need. We're in an absolute housing crisis, and shelter is important, but it's not the only solution. And so all of the different ways that we can come up with to address this through both mutual aid, good policy, and helping assure people have can stay in housing are all really important. So
That's great. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And do you know some resources that our queer community can maybe utilize here in the Portland area?
Well, I was really thrilled to learn about this event and the organizers of this event and the work that they are doing to try to help support referrals into temporary housing. And that's kind of how I heard about this, is that I wanted to find out more to see if there's a way that we could be partnering and working together. So I was, again, happy to offer that. I'm on the board for Rahab Sisters. They're another organization that's here. We're here at the event earlier today, and I've seen them volunteering at a number of things as well, and a big supporter of a number of community programs in the Portland metro area that take care of houses and housing kinds of issues.
Wow, that's a lot. It sounds like it keeps you out of a pretty busy schedule.
Oh, I've got lots of energy for it. That's my free time. My day job is I work in public health and healthcare, and I'm fortunate to be supported in a job that allows me to have a lot of time in community, which is what I really value.
That's amazing. So one thing I like to do with my show, with every interview I do, I always like to share a message of hope. If there's one message of hope that you could give the queer community, specifically the trans community, since we're talking about trans visibility here, what would that be?
Well, I am just truly every day honored and blessed to have so many beloveds that are trans, and my life is made has been just made so much better and enriched while I'm not trans. I just want to let them know how crucial it is to the vitality and vibrancy of my life that they are here, and I'm going to do everything I can to support them.
Thank you so much. And I have to share with this with our audience, since we're on the radio and not on video. I love your button. It says fight poverty, not the poor.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's great meeting you.
Great meeting you. Again, everybody, this is Autumn Rose coming to you live from Transtown here in the Transtown PDX 2026 here in Portland. And I will be in touch. Keep those candles lit, and I'll see you in the moonlight. Till then, this is Autumn Rose, Stories from a Trans Witch, KXRW 99.9, Vancouver, Washington. So yeah, I was talking to her, and it was such an amazing prize, because she was talking about how she has this tiny home, and she literally gives it to for use to people in the queer community who are maybe seeking asylum or amnesty, or just don't have anywhere to go. And to see that there's still people in our world that are willing to give up something in order to help the community is such a blessing, and to know that it still exists out there. So after I spoke to her, it was around dinner time, and we got a chance to hear from some of the local comedians and music talent, and had an opportunity toward the end to actually speak with Eli. Now, Eli is the organizer for We're Together, and this is the organization that was putting on Transtown PDX 26. And what they do is they're a relocation organization for those that are in the trans or queer community and they're seeking asylum from a different state. And you know, I appreciate that a lot from my own personal story, because I had to seek asylum from, you know, Texas because of the political persecution and the laws that were being passed in Texas. And had I known there were resources like this back then, I would have probably taken better advantage of that as well in my own life. And it was really stressful when I had 30 days to figure out how I was going to relocate from Texas to Portland, to a city I've never been to, you know, a whole new culture. So let's take a minute and listen to the interview here with Eli. Hey everybody, this is Autumn Rose again from Stories from a Trans Witch on KXRW 99.9 Vancouver, and I'm still hanging out here live at Transtown PDX 26, and I had the privilege of coming across Eli, who is the organizer of the event. How are you doing tonight?
wonderful. It's been a really long day, and the night is not over. There's an after party, which you're welcome to attend at White House Social Club. So yeah, it's been incredible to be in a space full of trans people. Trans people are incredible. I figured out how to have a gig where I get to talk to trans people every single day of my life. Even when I was just walking around and standing outside, somebody came up and was like, hey, are you Eli? Can we talk about peer support? So I'm still like doing the thing that I do every day, even at an event like this, which is cool.
So that's so awesome. So we have Transtown PDX. Tell me about your actual organization. What's the name of that?
Yeah, Work Together is the name of the nonprofit. It started as the Trans Relocation Fund and Aid Network. But when we moved from mutual aid to nonprofit status, we asked our lawyers, should we say trans in the filing? And they were straight up, no, don't say it. So that's why we led with Work Together, which means a bunch of things like we are queer and trans together, or we're cute. So yeah, Work Together helps trans people move to Oregon, find safety. But once they got here, I started to realize that there's a lot of other things that trans people need beyond just the geography of where they are. So my autism kicked in and I was like, how can we systemize this? How can we lower barriers for trans people across housing and employment and community connections? And Transtown is a dream in the sense that I think direct service and cultural production can really be paired together to build stronger communities.
That's amazing. Thank you. So tell me, where can people find more information about you? Socials, online?
Where? Socials, Work Together, WERQ Together. Also online at wearecute.org or WERQT.org. We're on TikTok, I think, too. But yeah, those are our socials and website.
Awesome. And then I have one more question for you in closing, and it's a two-part question. So number one, what do you think the greatest need of the queer community in Portland is right now? And also, what is some hope you would like to share with the community?
Yeah, I think the greatest need is twofold, employment and jobs. You really can't have one without the other. And I would lead with housing first, but then it's like, well, where's the job that maintains the housing and makes it sustainable? So parallel paths, employment and housing at the same time is what I think is the biggest need is. And then I forgot the second question.
So second question was, I always like to share hope with our community.
Oh,
so
yeah,
what is one just nugget of hope that you would share with the community tonight?
Trans people deserve the world. We deserve bright, beautiful, joyful futures. We deserve families and safety and health and kindness and everything that has been denied us by this administration. So yeah, we get to create that. We get to build our own joy, build our own hope, and share it with each other today.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the interview tonight. I will let you get back to it. Seems like you're pretty busy today. Again, this is Autumn Rose coming to you live from Transtown PDX 2026 and Stories from a Trans Witch on KXRW 99.9 Vancouver.
Awesome. Good job.
So yeah, Eli seemed to be a really decent individual, had a lot to say and had a lot of insight on, you know, the queer community and what it takes to help our community relocate in different situations. So it was really awesome to hear his takeaway. So after the event kind of wrapped up for the night, me and Samantha were hanging out, getting ready to go, and we decided that we were going to go to the Escape Bar and Grill and check out their amateur drag night that they have on Sundays. So we drove over there and, you know, saw some really fun performances, and I was so excited because, you know, I told a couple of the performers the story we were working on about just covering what trans visibility is, and we actually got a couple of interviews from the track stars there. So we are going to take a moment and hear from our queens and you know, their takeaway on the show that they were doing that night. So let's check that out next. Hey, everybody. This is Autumn Rose again from Stories from a Trans Witch on KXRW 99.9 Vancouver. And we are still out here in the streets of Portland tonight, here on the weekend of Trans Visibility. And me and Samantha Page are hanging out here at the Escape Bar and Grill. And they have an amazing drag show going on right now. And I actually was fortunate enough to get an interview. So, hi. What's your name?
Hello. My name is Midori Squirts.
Nice. And tell me about the drag show you got going on tonight.
Well, today it's just a community event on Open Call Drag Show. It's beautiful seeing queer bodies and those who love them perform for everybody who don't get a chance to perform.
Amazing. And tell me everything about this outfit you got going on here.
So I have some big clown shoes because I am a clown alien. Big clown shoes, brown. I got fishnets, you would say they're fishnets?
Yeah.
A nice dress and a necklace and a blazer, looking very non-binary for today.
And I'm loving every bit of it. So how long have you been involved in this show here at The Escape?
Escape, I would say, handful of months. It's hard to keep track.
That's fair. And do you do drag anywhere else in the city?
I do drag wherever the opportunity is to do drag.
Good answer. So tell me one thing that you love the most about the drag community here in the PDX.
You know, we're very fortunate to live in the Pacific Northwest where most people are welcome and loved. As a plus-size AFAB performer, you know, Oregon's very friendly to that.
Amazing. One thing I like to do on my show, again, it's called Stories from a Trans Witch, and part of, you know, being Wiccan is being in tune, being part of our community, and spreading love. What is one mission of hope you would like to share with our community tonight?
You know, don't let the times get to you. Be who you want to be. Do what you want to be in reason. And just have fun with life.
Amazing. Thank you so much for your time tonight. And good luck. I think you have one more performance going on. Awesome. So we will see you back in there. So that was a really fun entertainer to talk to. And, you know, the night was kind of winding down and Samantha and I were kind of wrapping up. And then I heard some talk about this other performer and I was listening to the story and it was so amazing. And I had to try to get one more interview. So I worked it in and here we go. I'm going to let them tell you the amazing things that they're working on this week. Hey, everybody, this is Autumn Rose again from Stories from a Trans Witch on KXRW 99.9 Vancouver, and we are still hanging out here at the Escape Bar and Grill checking out their drag show. And I have the honor of speaking with
Boogie Brickhouse Bennington Theology.
I'm going to have to write that down. So tell me a little bit about the drag show you got going on tonight.
Tonight we're doing Lucky Star, but should I talk about my show tomorrow?
Or yes, you should.
Okay. I have a show that's going to be going on tomorrow. It's Legend of Zelda themed. And we're raising funds for another show that will be benefiting the Immigrant Defense Project. To just say a big F you to ICE. Yeah.
Well, anytime we can give an F you to ICE, that's always a good thing. So tell me a little bit more about this program that you're helping fund.
It basically gives us, like, more resources for those immigrants to, like, be legally here, obviously, but also, like, the ones that are actually trying to, like, that aren't technically. I'm not too knowledgeable on it. I know most of my other producers on my team do, and I'm just, like, we all voted for it with the timing and everything like that. We just think that's the best project we can work on. Last year we did Our House, and that was the local charity. We want to do it on a national level since the YouTubers are promoting us and sponsoring us for it. So yeah,
that's amazing. So tough question for you, for our audience listening. What's the hardest part about being in drag?
For me, as like someone who's non-binary and being like sometimes femme presenting, it's hard when I'm like kind of outside of the realm of it and trying to identify myself in that sense. But I think the hardest part, at least, is that I have POTS, a heart condition, so I can't like do a whole lot on stage, or I just bend over and I pass out. So that's the hardest thing for me in drag, at least.
Well, regardless, I saw your performance up there and you did an amazing job.
Thank you.
Thank you for the performance. So, do you have any other plans for Trans Visibility Weekend?
Oh, no. At this point, I am just, I have been so busy. This is my third gig in the last, like, 3 days, so I'm just really tired. And I, yesterday, I was at the Murray Equity Center, and we did a Trans Visibility Day over there, and I performed, and it was just... just a ton of fun. Got to see all the resources they do for everyone around the neighborhood. And I'm like, it makes me so happy that we have that. Like, I didn't even know that, to be honest. And yeah, I'm just, yeah. Ugh.
Well, thank you so much for your time. And I'm going to let you go because I think you have another number coming up here, right?
Yes, I do. Yes. Hopefully soon. And then I go home and pass out.
Well, we're wishing you luck on your number and then going home and passing out and getting caught up on that self-care. Yeah. Again, this is Autumn Rose coming to you live here at Escape Bar and Grill here in Portland with Stories from a Trans Witch on KXRW 99.9 Vancouver. We'll keep those candles lit and I'll see you in the moonlight. Such an amazing project that Boogie was working on there, and hats off, and I hope that that benefit went well. So I hope tonight's episode kind of filled in the gaps of what it means to celebrate trans visibility and what it means to be us in our society, in our culture, and in our community, and more importantly, in the world. Like, we are a beacon of hope for others and those that are out and proud in our community. I love the expression so much. Like, the world and it works, it really does, because you hear them, they're so frustrated with us because that we can just openly live our lives and we can be proud of who we are, and like, to hear their frustration means that our goal is working and we need to keep up, we need to stay visible, and we need to be ourselves in public and be safe in public, because that's what trans visibility is. I want to kind of mellow out for tonight. We're going to play a quick song and then we're going to close out the show tonight. So we are going to listen to this little fun song that I enjoy and I kind of listen to when I'm down to get me back where I need to.
Out of 10, wearing tons of makeup on my skin. It's a little much, but I think it's what they want. Dreaming up a version of myself, looking like the doll on the show. What have I become? Maybe this is kinda dumb. I've been so caught up in pleasing you, I got lost in the likes and views. It's been way too long since I've looked in the mirror. Maybe sometime long ago I forgot what I should've known. I don't need nobody else to tell me I'm pretty. Caring too much all the time, but what they think and what they like. I don't need nobody else to tell me I'm pretty. I want you to like me for me, not the girl you see on the screen. I thought were flawed are really kinda perfect. Sometimes I second guess, but hey, you know I'm learning. There's so much more to me than what's out on the surface. Maybe sometime long ago I forgot what I should've known.
you've walked with me through the space between worlds, where magic, truth, and resilience intertwine. This has been Stories from a Trans Witch with me, Autumn Rose. Thanks for sharing this circle, for listening, and for keeping the flame alive. Until next time, remember, your story is your spell, your truth is your power, and together we shine brighter in the darkness. Stay safe, stay strong, and stay magical. You've been listening to Stories from a Trans Witch here on KXRW 99.9 FM, Vancouver, Washington, community radio for the people, by the people, and always streaming live at X-Ray FM.